Welcome to the Map Your Financial Future podcast for September 29th, 2006. I'm your host, Patrick Lyons, author of Map Your Financial Future, Starting the Right Path in Your Teens and Twenties, and president of Lyons Den Capital. To find out more about our services, visit www.lyonsdencapital.com. Lyons Den Capital, celebrating your financial success. I want to thank the support of all the listeners and being named a finalist for the in the podcast category for the Black Web Awards, and encourage you to vote for me in the ballot at blackwebawards.com under the top categories for the best podcast, blog, and vlog. The purpose of these podcasts is to talk about personal finance issues that are important to you. This week's topic is a September market review. We'll start off with the economic overview. The economy continues to show signs of slowing, suggesting those 17 interest rate hikes over the past 2 years have done their job. Existing home sales declined for the fifth consecutive month. In addition, the government's final revision to second quarter gross domestic product declined from 2.9% to 2.6%. Despite this drawback and the fact that we've had higher energy prices for most of the year, the consumer has remained resilient. Retail sales rose for the fifth straight month and have only declined once this year. The Federal Reserve noted at its last meeting that some inflation concerns still exist. However, the biggest threat, energy prices, has weakened. Oil prices have fallen from $79 a barrel at the beginning of August to $63 a barrel on September 29th. Natural gas prices have fallen almost 50% during the same time period. Therefore, the government can declare victory in its battle to control inflation. Given the fact that November is a month away, the Federal Reserve will probably sit tight to avoid any political backlash from changing interest rates prior to midterm elections. For the month of September, the S&P 500 rose 2.6%. Next, we'll take a look at what sectors of the market worked out for the month. Consumer discretionary was up 6.4%. There was broad-based strength in the group led by General Motors, which was up over 13% in the month. The financial sector was up 4.1%. Investors are starting to feel more confident buying financial stocks now that the Federal Reserve has not raised interest rates at its past two meetings. The information technology sector came in third place, up 3.9%. A strong earnings report from Oracle Systems and positive reports from Intel led this group higher for the month. What didn't work? The energy sector was down 3.6%. The sharp drop in energy prices had an adverse effect on companies producing oil and natural gas last month. In addition, utilities were down 1.5% and consumer staples were literally flat. When the stock market is as strong as it's been the past 2 months, stable defensive groups like utilities and consumer staples tend to lag the market. So what should you be looking at going forward? The consumer discretionary sector was strong last month, and the trend should continue as we enter the holiday season. There is an inverse relationship between oil prices and consumer stock performance. Provided there are no new political problems in the Middle East, oil prices will likely remain at or below current levels until the cold weather kicks in later in the year. If you're interested in participating in this trend, consider buying the S&P 500 Consumer Discretionary Spider, which is ticker symbol XLY. This is a broad-based exchange-traded fund with exposure to retail, leisure, cable, and restaurant stocks. The PowerShares Dynamic Retail Portfolio, ticker symbol M as in Mary, R as in railroad, provides a way to play the retail industry specifically. You can order your autographed copy of Map Your Financial Future by visiting www.mapyourfinancialfuture.com. The book is also available on internet retailers such as Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Because this podcast is for you, I want to hear from you. Please email me any questions, comments, or topics you would like discussed in the future to Patrick@LionsdenCapital.com.